We sent a letter Monday to the Environmental Protection Agency and to the Army Corps of Engineers in response to litigation last week that has halted the implementation of the controversial waters of the U.S. regulation, but halted it only in 13 states. And in the meantime, the EPA is moving forward with implementing the regulation in the remaining 37 states, including in Wisconsin. And so our letter today asked the EPA and the Army Corps to hold off on implementing the regulation nationwide so that we don't end up with a situation where you've got some farmers in some states regulated by this new provision, and you've got the provision going forward in other states.
One of the things Jim stated in the letter was that many of the concerns that you voiced when putting the opinion in on the comment period are still concerns expressed by the judge.
Sure. Yeah, we had a judge last week in North Dakota issue a temporary injunction expressing concerns about what the EPA was doing with the waters of the U.S. regulation, and that was the basis for, at least temporarily, halting this regulation from being implemented. And there's a list of states where the regulation will not take effect now, not just North Dakota, but basically a lot of the Midwestern and Western states. And so our concern is just a matter of fairness, and the only way that you're going to avoid the confusion that comes when you don't have fairness and when you don't have the same regulation in place across the country is by making this prohibition from going forward a blanket pause as opposed to trying to be selective.
Now, as I understand it, the North Dakota judge is getting input today and will tomorrow may decide whether or not to make the ruling nationwide?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing out of North Dakota, is that while the first step was making certain that farmers in North Dakota weren't going to be regulated in the short term by this and then 12 other states, now he's looking at making this decision that we're requesting of the EPA, doing it from the bench, and that is ruling that the EPA needs to be stopped across the country.
Well-versed in Washington as you are, what do you see playing out in this thing?
Well, the other thing, is, of course, is that there have been other lawsuits, Bob, against the EPA and the Army Corps. This is just the first one where there's a ruling like this, but there's other private lawsuits, other states and other parts of the country have been active on this. And then you've got the issue of members of Congress trying to pass legislation to prevent EPA from going forward. I actually think that that's a harder sell because in all likelihood the White House would veto any legislation that makes it through Congress, and I don't know that there would be enough votes in both the House and the Senate to override a presidential veto. So those who've been pursuing this path, I think, have realized that the best way to stop the EPA, at least temporarily, is by going the legal route, and that's what's happened here as August winds down. So all the way of saying that we knew that this was going to be a hot-button issue, that it was going to be a long, drawn-out fight, and that even though the regulation was to be implemented last Friday, it's still a wait-and-see situation, and that's why our letter here really is that in order to avoid confusion, given some of the shortfalls with the final rule, it's better for the EPA to take half a step back and not move forward with the regulation in the remaining 37 states.
Will we eventually see a consolidation of the various lawsuits into one?
I think that's hard to determine right now. We actually aren't lawyers on staff here to predict what will happen. But I think just given how dicey this situation is politically, I wouldn't be surprised.
And what about National Milk? I mean, what are your main objections on this?
Well, I think the issue is that there's still a lot of uncertainty over which waterways get regulated, and that while we definitely want to protect U.S. water quality through voluntary efforts as well as by complying with the Clean Water Act, this Waters of the U.S. regulation has really left a bad taste in people's mouths. We were hoping that it would get resolved through the comment period that went on here in the past year. That really has not been the case, and so that's why people are still going to continue to fight this through the courts.
EPA has said all along that their sole purpose in this was clarification.
Yep.
What needed to be clarified that they pursued this?
I think it's still a continuing issue of what is a navigable water and whether or not farmers know clearly whether they're going to be in compliance with the Clean Water Act. And actually, that point is why we sent this letter here on Monday, which is that if you want the Clean Water Rule to be applied nationally, unfortunately, because of this litigation, dairy farmers are going to be treated in some parts of the country differently than in others. And I think that's just a real recipe for headaches and unfairness. And that's what we're trying to prevent with this letter that we sent today.